So that's John Dooley from his upcoming release, Oral Foibles 2, The Jacketing. Not sure if I could say that on air.
Turn me on the mic because I've known John Dooley for so long.
You're
I've
on. Known John You're Dooley's. On right now.
We're transitioning, sort of.
I guess. It's his new piece. But he sent me like two of his a sample of two of the songs, and the other one.
Well, how would you put John Dooley in the community? He's been here. He's a powerful. He's poetic force, Walt Curtis is talking here with blah, blah, blah. And Patrick asked me to fill in for a half hour here, fine, or 20 minutes, whatever. So, John Dooley is cool.
Yeah, John Dooley's awesome. I mean, and I'm really impressed
Why
with this
you
new
impressed
stuff.
Impressed by him? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that usually he's just very funny, and that's, I mean, he's funny in a working class kind of way. But the Bad Steve's one, I was like, wow, that's like a little more political from him and kind of not angry tonally, but yeah, I was just very impressed with his stuff and I wanted to make sure I played it today. I think he's going on a tour. I couldn't figure out what the dates were. We're being attacked by the next show. Apparently, it's the attacking.
Yeah, we're
the attacking things to quote
our
hip hop band.
Chi Chi Cha Cha.
No, he's not that anymore. It's not there anymore.
I know we can't do that anymore.
Some jerks, some Bad Steves appropriated that. Actually, I could play that later. Because that's what Bad Steve's is
but
about.
We only have 20 minutes. But you know, why don't we talk about the Portland community, whatever that means, which has been dissolved because time and Buddha dissolves everything.
Everything falls apart.
Well, no. I mean, it's history. You know. History falls apart.
I don't think it's completely apart. I mean,
no. I like talking to you about this, but but remember, it's International Women's Month, and I want to thank International Women's Day was made magnificent by Teresa Mitchell doing the incredible memoirs of a trans bus driver. It was so funny and hilarious, and it was read so spoken word well. And Teresa, you did a great job, and we'll get you on here eventually. You need a spoken word of your memoir. It's beautiful. Okay. That's enough of that. Pause.
And a lot of that is already on KBOO on the website.
Okay, darling. Tell me what I don't know.
I thought you did know that.
Come on, the website. What are you talking? You're talking to Mickey Mouse? Actually, why don't you talk to Mickey Mouse? But Mickey Mouse now wants... I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm Walt Mickey Mouse. Walt Dizzy. Walt...
Dizzy.
And this is Walt Dizzy. It's International Women's Month, and that day was so beautiful on KBOO. And this is why you have to love KBOO. Who cares about feminine, the goddess, our mother earth, Tierra. Not Tierra del Fuego, but Tierra. So... Why don't we hit? No, go ahead. Keep talking. You chime in, everybody. I'm gonna do a couple women and I'm gonna do a poem. But let me do if I can get this right. I always.
So we're gonna play a record in a second.
Four, five, right here. Now, Jim Morrison did this song. And you're going to know it. This is Lottie Lenya, Bertolt Brecht, and all that beautiful stuff. So, does it work?
I got it.
Make it work. Go ahead. Lottie Lenya, Bertolt Brecht, and I'm going to do... Okay. And then we're gonna do Nikki Giovanni, because last month I did Langston Hughes.
Whoa, that sounds...
Make it work, though. What's happening with...
Hang on one second. You're going to have to keep talking for a second.
What in the hell are we doing here?
Oh, I botched it. Never mind.
Hang on. It's all right. I love my engineer.
I told everyone it was going to be chaos.
Now,
are
we live here? Come on, I have...
Yep. And now it's the Jim Morrison
song. Here we go. We must find the next whiskey bar for
This became the Jim Morrison thing. It's all right. Just don't worry about it. Is it working?
I think the turntable got drunk. Okay.
I didn't do get we drunk,
want,
but
no, the turntable did. Do we want to listen to Nikki Giovanni? I think that would be nice.
Well, hit Nikki Giovanni. I just put Let's it on go with Hit that. Nikki Giovanni, and we're going to go forward here with this.
Okay.
As I tossed and turned, unable to achieve sleep, unable to control anxiety, unable to comprehend why, Tupac is not with us. If those who live by the sword died by the sword, there would be no white men on earth. If those who lived on hatred died on hatred, there would be no KKK. If those who lived by lies died by lies, there would be nobody on Wall Street, in executive suites, in academic offices instructing the young. Don't tell me he got what he deserved. He deserved a chariot and the accolades of a grateful people. He deserved his life. It is as clear as a mountain stream, as defining as a lightning strike, as terrifying as Sunder vampires, Tupac told the truth. There are those who wanted to call it dirty, gangster rap, inciting. There are those who never wanted to be angry at the conditions, but angry at the messenger who reported, your kitchen has roaches, your toilet is overflowing, your basement has so much water the rats are in the living room, your house is in disorder. And Tupac told you about it. What a beautiful boy. Graceful carriage, melodic voice, sharp wit, intellectual breath. What a beautiful boy to lose. Not me. Never me. I do not believe East Coast, West Coast. I saw them murder Emmett Till. I saw them murder Malcolm X. I saw them murder Martin Luther King. I witnessed them shooting Rap Brown. I saw them beat Leroy Jones. I saw them fill their jails. I see them burning churches. Not me. Never me. I do not believe this is some sort of mouth action. This is some sort of political action. And they picked well. They picked the brightest, freshest fruit from the tallest tree. What a beautiful boy. But he will not go away. As Malcolm did not go away, as Emmett Till did not go away, your shooting him will not take him from us. His spirit will fill our hearts. His courage will strengthen us for the challenge. His truth will straighten our backbones, you know. Socrates had a mother. She too watched her son drink hemlock. She too asked why. But Socrates stood firm and would not lie to save himself. Tupac has a mother. The lovely Afeni has to bury her son. It is not right. It is not right that this young warrior is cut down. It is not right for the old to bury the young. It is not right. This generation mourns Tupac, as my generation mourned Till, as we all mourn Malcolm, this wonderful young warrior. Sonia Sanchez said when she learned of his passing, she walked all day, walking the beautiful warrior home to our ancestors. I just cried, as all mothers cry for the beautiful boy who said he and Mike Tyson would never be allowed to be free at the same time, who told the truth about them and who told the truth about us, who is our beautiful warrior. There are those who wanted to make him the problem, who wanted to believe if they silenced Tupac, all would be quiet on the ghetto front. There are those who testified that the problem wasn't the conditions, but the people talking about them. They took away band, so the boys started scratching. They took away gym, so the boys started breakdancing. The boys started rapping, because they gave them the guns and the drugs, but not the schools and the libraries. What a beautiful boy to lose. And we mourn Tupac Shakur, and we reach out to his mother, and we hug ourselves in sadness and in shame. And we are compelled to ask, are you happy, Miss Tucker? Tupac is gone. Are you happy?
Patrick, chime in quick. Come on. We're going to do another one of Nikki Giovanni is a great African-American black woman. And I will do one here. I will know. I've listened to it. I think, come here, seven. Well, Actually, we can run out the program with Nikki Giovanni, and why not?
It's always good to go with Nikki Giovanni. It always is.
Seven, a poem for a lady whose voice I like, and then I brought Billie Holiday. And, hey. And, you know, it's International Women's Month, but this is not patronizing stuff. I've always wanted on the Talking Earth to have yin and yang, women and men voices, and that's what the heck we're gonna do. So
right now,
let's see what you. I want to hear Nikki Giovanni. See, I love my program more than maybe the audience loves the program.
No, let's
play hitter number seven. What's wrong?
So he said, "You ain't got no talent. If you didn't have a face, you wouldn't be nobody." And she said, "God created heaven and earth and all that's black within them." So he said, "You ain't really no hot stuff. They tell me plenty sisters take care of better business than you." And she said, "On the third day, he made chitterlings and all good things to eat and said, that's good." So he said, "If the white folks hadn't been under your skirt and been giving you the big play, you'd have to come on uptown like everybody else." And she replied, "Then he took a big, black, greasy rib from Adam and said, we will call this woman, and her name will be Sapphire, and she will divide into four parts that Simone may sing a song." And he said, "You're pretty full of yourself, ain't you?" So she replied, "Show me someone not full of herself, and I'll show you an empty person." Ain't you? So she replied, "Show me someone not full of herself, and I'll show you an empty person."
No, we're doing all right. Chime me in here, but we're going to hit another Nikki Giovanni. I mean, what do you think about Nick? Who was Tupac Shakur? Yeah, who was he?
He was one of the greatest hip-hop MCs in hip-hop history. He was huge in the early to mid-90s, and he was shot and killed to death while he was sitting next to Suge Knight, who was the owner of Death Row Records. And no one ever found out who actually killed him.
Really?
Yes. And also, the other big rapper was assassinated.
Mafia money kills people.
No, it's not. I don't. Who knows what happened? But
we know. But go ahead.
We don't. But Biggie Smalls was Notorious B.I.G., who actually had a beef with Tupac Shakur. They
might have killed each other.
Fine. No, they obviously didn't, because neither one of them were actually around each other when they died.
Okay.
So that's not true.
No, but when we live in let me rap here for a second. I'm going to rap for a second. You know, when we live in a crippled, crazy, capitalist, insane society like this, and I want to bring the lady back, Nikki, and I think she's beautiful, African-American lady, and I'm going to bring her back. We'll just hit a button here. But you know what? The underclass always gets beat up, and I just wanted to read something that wasn't quite beat up, but you know what? And we're gonna play a Billie Holiday. We're gonna play a Billie Holiday thing. But anyway, let's hit another Nikki Giovanni. Let's hear the voice of her African world talk, okay?
So we're gonna hear.
Just to hit it. Do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
We're quoting Arnold now. All right, here we go.
Hit it.
A poem.
Diamonds are mined. Oil is discovered. Gold is found, but thoughts are uncovered. Wool is sheared. Silk is spun. Weaving is hard, but words are fun. Highways span. Bridges connect. Country roads ramble, but I suspect if I took a rainbow ride, I could be there by your side. Metaphor has its point of view, allusion and illusion too. Meter, verse, classical free, poems are what you do to me. Let's look at this one more time since I put this rap to rhyme. When I take my rainbow ride, you'll be right there at my side. Hey, bop, hey, bop, hey, re-re-bop.
Do another one. Just let it go. Just let it go.
All right.
We're listening to her. Yeah, come on. It's International Women's Month, and Nikki is very cool. Sound. I don't like the.
You don't like the flute
hit
one.
Hit the next one.
All right.
I don't want to hit. I don't like the strings.
I like the flute. The next one's really long.
No, hit another one. Just do it. Sample it. Sample it.
Here we go.
Patrick, do it. Let's get a feeling about. Let Nikki speak. You know, I know the African American community has the church. Just hit the next one. Come on. I mean,
it's not that I don't respect the brother in Baltimore or Washington or even some parts of Northern Virginia, because I do. It's just that this is different. The brother who had to wake up before dawn, get into a car that may or may not need a new muffler, a new set of spark plugs, some attention to the motor, but who decided nonetheless that yes, he had to heed the call to go to Washington, D.C. That's the brother I want to talk about. Not at all, please understand, that I don't have a high regard for the brother who got on a bus. Getting on buses has always been a central revolutionary act of Black America, just as Plessy or Parks. No. Getting on a bus is an act of responsibility, an act of bravery, an act of commitment to change. But the brother who rose from his warm bed, who made his own coffee because his wife pretended to be asleep because she was scared that he might not come back alive, and she didn't want to let him see the fear in her eyes because she knew he needed to go, even if he wouldn't come back alive. That's the brother I want to talk about here. I want to talk about the young brother who just doesn't seem to understand why everything he does, no matter how hard he tries, never seems to come out right. How if he goes bowling and gets 9 pins, the 10th pin would just stand there mocking the ball headed for the gutter. How if he bumped into somebody on the street and said a simple, I'm sorry, someone else would jump in his face. But if he didn't say anything, then someone said he was uncouth, and how sometimes people would even deliberately run into him. So he joined with other people like him. And instead of calling it a benevolent society or a brotherhood or something wonderful and romantic like Elks and Masons and Lions or Rotarians, they call it a gang, indicating it was a nest of vipers, and terms like that indicating things we find dirty and unacceptable. How when 4 or 5 white boys rape a mentally handicapped girl, they are just exercising bad judgment. but when four or five black boys rape a jogger, they are all animals. And this is not for any brother who rapes any female. And it's not for anyone who hurts women or other vulnerable life forms. But just a word or two about the black boys, who don't seem to understand why everything they ever tried to do just never seems to turn out right. And I think, of course, yes. Why wouldn't they cry themselves to sleep when all they want to be they already know is denied them? Why wouldn't they be afraid of the dark? Why wouldn't their hearts be broken when the people they love, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, girlfriends, good buddies, teachers, preachers, all turn out to be untrue? And please don't tell me that basketball and baseball and football aren't the way to go, that they should get their education, when their education will only tell them to get a talent, because the people who get up, if not out of these cesspools we call the inner city, have something more than a high school degree behind them, and you have to be some kind of a real fool not to see that they see who makes the money and who doesn't. But this is for the brother who does indeed believe there can be, should be, must be a change. It's not that I am in any way unhappy about the brother who has a fine home, a car that is always serviced on time, a job with health benefits, a pretty wife, happy, smart children, a dog that obeys. I'm proud and happy for him and his because I know a people cannot do better unless individuals do better. But this is about the brother who stands on the street corner singing five-part a cappella harmony, and the brother who does break dancing under the street lights, and the brothers who created rap because they took the music classes away, so the brothers scratched, then they invented CDs, so the brothers rapped, then they said rap is the enemy of women, as if Bob Dole, Rush Limbaugh, and self-satisfied Republicans with bumper sticker mentalities don't exist. So this is for the brother who was simply trying to find a tone to soothe his soul, while everybody wants to make him the reason America is way off track. And this is about the brother who, knowing he is a better person than even he thinks he is, got in his car in Detroit or Cincinnati or St. Louis and headed for Washington, not knowing if he would be the only brother to show up for the Day of Atonement, but knowing if he was the only brother, then on this day, at this time, he would be the brother to stand and say to himself, his brothers, and the folks whom he loves and who love him, I am sorry that things are not different. And that is a mighty powerful thing to say, because people want to make you make miracles, when all any of us can actually say is, I wish it would be different. And this is for the brother who was willing to be the only brother, so that if there would be laughter as he stood alone on the mall, he still said, I will stand today because it doesn't matter if I'm alone. I need to stand and testify. And yeah, this is a love poem for that brother who decided for this one point in time, I will be my better self. And we are all so very proud of you.
Cut her off. Prayer. Telegram to the world. I send my love to all my friends and family, and to the world, gracious and lovely, they return it back. The vibration of all this cosmic harmony and sentimental feeling rock the stars, shake, reverberate throughout the universe. It never stops. God and the goddess, Nikki Giovanni is a goddess figure. The Tao knows we go beyond death. Because of what we spiritually do, love transcends all sorrow, pain, failure in a seeming negative life. Why? Love is life. We mortal generators of pure ethereal emotion, we are beings of light to shine in the darkness. W.C. Walt W.C. And actually, Patrick, thank you very much. Thank you, Nikki Giovanni. And you know what? You know what? Women, you're the goddess. You are Mother Earth in your body. And I couldn't reproduce nothing. Love you all. Love women. But I guess we're done here. Joe, are you ready?
I'm always ready, Walt. Okay. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
This is KBOO Portland, community radio for the Pacific Northwest. Stay tuned at midnight for Joe Woods. Right now, it's the bedtime radio show for grown-ups, Gremlin Time.
Good evening and welcome to Gremlin Time. This is Fortunato. And tonight, we're going to read a short story by Elmore Leonard. It's from his collection, Comfort to the Enemy, which is a collection of short stories starring Deputy U.S. Marshal Carl Webster. And these are set in Oklahoma during the 1930s. Tonight's story is a story about the woman that Carl would later marry, and it's about how they first met, and it's called